Ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited, highly anticipated 411 in the 314 with the kids, the guys, the gal, my friends, my new friends, the Janinos, ladies and gentlemen. All right, sister, what's your name?
My name is Camilla and Giannino. Oh.
My name's Chris Giannino.
Mamma mia. So you know, you're going to be told that they look like their daddy's rich and their mama's good looking. So the story is that I've been waiting. When I heard about these kids playing soccer and that they have a little bit of a creative content creators in themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're starting to feel. And I mean to tell you, if you lay eyes on them one time, you want to be a friend for life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, how about that, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not brown, is it? All right, it's a long story. But the upshot of the situation is that we're going to talk about everything.
Okay. Yeah.
All right? And so don't feel like you're on the seat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
right.
I said, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, you're cool, man, you're cool. Anything you do is cool.
All right.
So, hey, if I seem like I'm bowling you or anything, you should say, hey, I'm going to have a little discussion with my uncle. He's going to start ex parte proceedings. Okay. Okay. Now, we're not going to go by the list of questions. We're going to. Okay. What I'm doing here is that I'm starting from the back, from now to when you were in the crib.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Is that right now, you went over, we're on the hill, and we're right across the street. I was able to tell them the story about Calcaterra, a funeral home, with the great Frank Borghi, to tell them that story, and their eyes lit up and their souls lightened. Because we're in the place, man. We're in the shadow of brilliance.
Yes, we are.
You know, one of the finest coffee shops in America. Don't you go anywhere mm-hmm. with these people.
Yep.
All right, then. And so the upshot of the situation is their father is a friend of mine. Their uncle's a friend of mine. And the whole story goes is that they were listening to Well Certified podcast in the car.
Mm-hmm, of course we were.
And you gotta lay it out there, sister. This is the first time we ever had anybody to say, hey, what do you say? Because you're the first. You're the world premiere, man. No one else has talked about the Whale Surf. I said this, I said that. What do you say? What do you say?
I say that I think World Certified is one of the best podcasts in town. We love to listen to World Certified.
Heck yeah. And like when we're in the car, we just sometimes crack up listening to you guys talk.
Right on, man. You got it. Yeah. Because I'm telling you, I don't know if you looked in the mirror to get it, but you have fun in your eyes, man.
Yeah.
Like your dad, you know, and your uncle, everybody. It's fun, man. It's fun living here, isn't
it? Is fun,
it?
Yep.
All right. How about soccer? It's fun, soccer?
Oh, yeah. Soccer's the best. Soccer's my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been going good. I mean, we're just coming to the end of one of our seasons. In the summer, we're going to go on to, you know, state, regionals, and nationals, and mm-hmm. hopefully we go pretty far this year. Our teams have been doing pretty good, like, combined. She's been winning a lot of her games, and so have we. So I think we're going to go pretty far this year.
Amen. And I don't know... when you're going to take the entrance exam, But this guy's going to CBC next
year. Yes, he is.
Do you have a, you picking out one?
Yes, I'm scouting through them, but I have a pretty good eye on Eric Hall.
Woo! Marker. Yep. Marker. I tell you, I got goosebumps since you say it, man, you know, and when I heard you're coming, man, I said, brother, we're going to be brothers for life.
Yeah, yes, they are.
1975.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. And that's the whole story is that, you know, fun people gather together, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, now, this thing about podcasting, how long have you been podcasting?
My dad's been podcasting for like a few months now, but I've never personally been on one yet.
Mm-hmm, neither have I. This is my first one, but I've sure listened to a lot.
Yeah, it, you know, you got to prepare off mic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like you know, like myself, I don't. You know, I kind of talk to myself. You know, I don't answer myself.
Yeah, sure,
okay,
sure.
Okay, yeah. Let's get that right. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But. You know, to talk about, you know, stuff and think and putting your thoughts to paper and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I want you to know that I know that you know. When I heard I was coming to talk to you all, I got goosebumps, man. And I said, I don't know. I said, I just got to let it fly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm prepared, and then you got to let it go.
Yeah.
So... is there something that you want to bring to your first podcast that forever and ever it will always be?
I would like to share that just why I love soccer. I love soccer because, well, there's just so many reasons why. It's because of the environment. It's because of my team and my coaches and my family all coming together. And we're all having that drive and having that that fun on the field. And I think that it's so fun, like at practice, when people push each other to get better, because I think that that makes such a great team. Whenever you're pushing and like having each other's back, and I think that that's what's really important about remembering during soccer.
Yeah. It must come easy to you because you seem like you're a great sister.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to pay for me. You don't have to pay for these compliments because it's, you know, I mean, anybody that knows you. That beautiful, can you say your first name again, please?
My name is Camilla Ann Giannino.
Man. I mean to tell you this, I never heard the angels talk.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
You know,
thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
And then I just want to say my name's Chris, and, I mean, soccer's my dream. Soccer's what, like, I look forward to on the week and stuff. So, I mean, just can't wait until State Cup and Regionals coming up.
Right on, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you go through that summer. Summer camp at CBC, and
yeah.
You get the introduction.
Yeah, coming up soon.
Yeah, man. And then the whole story goes is that then you got to bring it.
Yeah.
So, Chris, let me ask you something. When you wake up, are you thinking soccer?
Oh, of course. Of course.
After breakfast, you're thinking soccer?
Yes, sir.
When do you say, hey, today's the day?
I think that every game day.
Yeah. You know, taking on your fast thinker.
Mm-hmm.
So in a world with soccer and podcasts, are some type of creativity to elevate the game? Because, say, for instance, if you want to take this mission, you know, you got to be able to educate, develop, and inspire your game and elevate everyone else's
mm-hmm.
around you.
Yep.
You make, because I'm telling you right now, and I'll tell your parents, and tell the world I'm a better person for just being in your presence.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's, you know. And, you know, when the teachers say, oh, they really, you know, at Santa Claus, I'd say, hey, man, listen, you get right here. So I feel like, do you pray?
Oh, I pray every night, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Well, there you go. So it's working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so now there we are, and you grasp. Now we'll go back to a little grade school stuff, huh?
Okay, all right.
How did it happen for you? How did the game of soccer come to your life?
Oh, so it all started like 4 or 5 years ago. I was playing at Gallagher, and it was a little CYC, like 5v5 or the 3v3 tournaments, and I just loved it right away, and I always wanted to play more of it. And then I just grew to love the game, and I never wanted to stop. And it's just one of my favorite sports. When someone asks, what's your favorite sport? It just comes out of my mouth. I don't even have to think about it. Soccer's my favorite sport. I love the game. I love how you play it. And I think it's cool to just, like, most sports, like, use your hands and stuff. But I think using your feet is just different and unique, you know?
Right on. Right on.
And then for me, like, pretty much since birth, my dad put a soccer ball at my feet, and like before I could even walk, I had a ball by my feet. And then before preschool and all that, me and my dad would go out to the backyard and do like one-on-one tackle drills and stuff like that. It was fun.
The old man tackling.
Yeah, it was fun. And then after that, I joined this Gallagher team where my dad coached. It was this like top classic like Juventus team, and I was on that team for like a few years, and we would always come close with the Gallagher, like they called it Roma, which was like the top team, and they, all that, we always would compete with them. And then like I don't know, I want to say like 4 years ago maybe, I was brought up to the academy team for Gallagher. And then I moved over to Sporting this past year, and right now I'm still with Sporting, or STLDA. So last year we won like State Cup and stuff, and we're doing good.
Right on. Wow. So here it comes, man. When you're there, yeah, do you know the history of the Italian?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course, we know it.
So, is there? Do you identify Copycat with one of them?
Do I identify Copycat with one of them?
Yeah.
Like, I identify obviously Italian. Like,
No, one of the players.
Oh, I mean, not necessarily. I like to think of myself as the next generation.
Ah, you gotta love that. Okay. That was good. That was good. That was good. Boom, baby. How about you, sister?
I guess I just gotta agree with him. I mean, I just like to play as an Italian stallion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Wow, man. That must be really something. And so you know that I know that you know. You can't rehearse it. You can't, like, I'm going to do this, you know. But your walk, mm-hmm. how you were walking, mm-hmm. And you could tell a lot about a person, you know, mm-hmm. and you're not. And that's the beauty of it, man. There's no others like you. I mean, you're unique, man. The three of us are unique.
Yep. Yeah.
So if I was are you familiar with checkers?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how about a reverse and double a double jump?
Yeah.
The king me. Is what do you think about as you're playing to think about a little podcasting as you're reflecting?
What do you mean by that?
Good, very good. See, if you don't know, inquire. Is that... you would start your own podcast.
Yeah.
You know, you could do a double or you go solos, girls, boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then to say, hey, instead of, you ever heard of a diary?
Yeah.
Forget about it. You got to do a podcast, all right?
Yeah.
And so people could understand that not, it's only if you want to, you know, you don't want to get out there and honk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you, if you enjoy it, if you want, you know, to be, because this is what the whale is. Like, say, for instance, if I was your age, I'd be podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so mull it over. Check it out.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that I know that everyone has been told you are welcomed and eagerly awaited, highly anticipated to always come back to the Whale Certified.
Thank you, Whales.
All right, baby, yeah. And so we're going to wrap it up unless you want to go for another 15.
I mean, I'm cool with whatever.
Yeah, let's keep going.
All right, then. We can keep going. Yeah. It's okay. So the and nobody's sweating.
No.
All right. So the whole story is that, have you been told about the St. Louis High School Champions League?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, you know, you got that stuff going. Now, that's the start of it.
Yeah.
You're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you want to be, you know, like a historical or type of person, you know, you would have a volume or two of the start to see what it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and to exercise verbally until you go audio, visual, audio-visual.
Yeah.
But you exercise your vocabulary,
mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Because what the whale is doing here is I'm say if you were blind.
Okay.
I want to give you the words to be able to get a sight and feel of what was happening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that's the type of player you are. And correct me if I'm wrong there, but you have a sense of feel that you are, you know, dribbling the ball, doing some type of dribble with your eyes closed, just to feel that ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the feel of, I think that's Joey on my boom, and pass it to Samantha, you know.
Yeah.
You have a vision of what's happening, you know, but you can't see it. You don't know.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, and you have a good feel, all right? Hey, just a chameleon.
Oh,
I guess
this is a different one.
Yeah. So it goes to that type of stuff, and you—it's almost like you can't practice it. It's harder to practice.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man, but you have it. Do you feel like you had it, or do you like you say, "There's whale smoke. That's whale smoke."
No, I know what you're talking about. I feel that every game, you know.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, sometimes it's just that competitive drive that like makes you like want to win and know what you're doing, and like you can just close your eyes and anything right will happen.
Amen.
And I think that like we like to study Messi and watch Messi, and I think Messi definitely has that. I think he's like the master at knowing where everything is without even looking, and so I always strive to try and play like Messi because he's my favorite player ever, and so I think that Messi's really mastered that, and I would like to also be able to do that like him.
Wow. Now, about this stuff, the negatives. You're too small. You're too small. You're too weak. What do you say?
As long as you're strong, as long as you don't get shoved off the ball, no one's too small. I like to play as if I'm taller than everyone on the field, because if you think that and you believe that in your own mind, it shows.
Amen, sister. And I'm telling you, you made me a believer. I'm basking in your radiation.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
Heights never held us back. I mean, that's for sure. We, every day, every game, we go against somebody that's like 3 feet taller than us. But like, we're not backing down to any fight. That's for sure.
Amen, amen. And it's really not, you know, like a fight.
Right.
It's, hey, I'm gonna best you on this.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. Because, and it seems like you heard and you embraced the, it's like three, like it, in a game, you're competing and it's yourself, right?
Yeah.
Then you compete and then it's the opponents and then you're competing and then it's the clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is kind of stuff that gives me a holy moly. You are so educated with this because you're saying, hey, man, it's about me. I take myself everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. We go,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you put yourself there. Yeah, when you cross that line, man, you're not a totally different person.
Yeah.
You're just going to better the better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah. And the whole idea is this. The whale, I'm just off the shoestring, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm off the shoestring, man. So is there anything you want to say at this point?
I would like to say that if you're out there and you're listening and you want to get better, I just want you to know that you just got to have that drive. You just got to want to win, and everything will work out. Because if you want to win and you feel it in your heart, like, I'm going to win this game, you're going to win this game. Because you can change the whole game by yourself.
Wow.
I just want to say, let's get the CBC soccer season on the road.
Yeah.
Let's get it started, baby.
Oh, yeah. Make Coach listen to that,
yeah.
Man. That's all right. So, was there any doubt you were going to, did your uncle try to get you over to go to SLU?
A few people did try to persuade me to go somewhere else, but I was sticking with CBC,
yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, he wasn't changing.
Yeah. So, as we go, we're going to, we're going towards the end. Is that you're bringing something from here, right?
Yeah,
right.
To go out, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want, man. You want to take something. There was a, when I was your age, I didn't know much about nothing. And I came down here to play. We played at Barra Park.
Oh, yeah.
It is St. Ambrose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We played there before.
Right on. And the deal was, hey, man, you got to bring your A game.
Mm-hmm.
And remember this. This is a lot of history and this and that. And so I did. And I took in the whole experience. And it's bettered me in life,
yeah,
all the time. And every time I go... past Barra Park, bing, bing, goosebumps.
Yeah, hair, that's amazing.
Yeah,
it
is.
I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah, man. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the whole story is we're going to go a little bit to the review and then wrap it up. But we could go. We still have that. We can go. We'll wait till the old man comes back. All right. Okay. But the whole story comes is this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give the people a moment about Well Certified when you heard it and this and that. Okay, go.
All right, whenever I heard that I was going to be on it, I was like, okay, this is awesome. Like, I'm about to be famous. Like, I'm so excited. And I've listened to almost all your other episodes, and I was like, this is awesome. You just get to learn more and more about soccer, the sport, and just life in general. And I think that it really is just, like, amazing that people are just sitting around and talking about soccer and all the different kinds of things and aspects about the game.
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely liked whenever I heard some of your first episodes. They were all so funny, and, like, I liked them. And I think it's cool that you're starting to get a few kids on here now, too. So I was really excited whenever I heard that I was going to be on here also.
Right on, right on. And that's the thing, is that that's where it's all at. And so, you know, maybe the kids don't want to talk to, like, the uncle up in the attic or anything, you know. But they would talk to you.
Yeah.
So that could help, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. I got to, you know, like, audition you, all right? Because you're old man told me, you're talking Wales. Talking Wales.
Yeah.
It's a unique language,
yeah.
You know? it's almost, you can't teach it. It's got being and the blah, blah, boom. So what is a Wales certified scramble egg word salad that you remember?
If I know that you know that I know.
Yeah, that one's one that we all like. And then also, like, how you start them all off, the highly anticipated,
long awaited, highly anticipated.
Yeah,
yeah, baby, very good.
And my favorite one is boom boom. That's the best one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to do balumpum verbally.
Right.
And then your father got me on with the board, and it had one of those features in it. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's nice.
Yeah. But I haven't met your mother yet, but my gosh, your dad's off the charts. Your uncle's off the charts. I was going to get a little podcast with your uncle and cousin, but it didn't work out. So the deal is that let's try to make this a Janino summer.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
For sure.
Now, here it comes. I'm going to well certify you right now.
That's right.
Oh,
awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you gave me the idea of going out and spending a little money and buying a certificate so that I would do that, and then I boom, boom,
oh
baby.
My gosh,
yeah.
Awesome.
So we'll see about that, okay? But you gave me the it was because of you. Okay. So here it is. You got this and you got that. And we're coming to the deal of it's got to be about something, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like for Wales Certified to do, you know, through that summer to say, hey, man, through the rest of the girls' season, you know, go to the districts, to the state finals and so forth. What would you like the Whale to bring to the girls' soccer game?
I would like to tell my girls on my team that we can win nationals. Now, do I think it's guaranteed that we're going to win nationals? Yeah, kind of, yeah. I would love if that would happen. And if I think we all come together and we all have pride in what we do, and I think if we all, like, I think if we all work together and push each other all the time, every practice, every game, we'll get there, and we're gonna win nationals in California.
Wow. Chris?
To the girls' side,
no.
I think...
Okay.
I think maybe you should just get a few more interviews in with the girls, you know what I mean? Bring some more attention to their high school soccer and stuff like that.
Well said, brother.
Yeah.
Well said. Okay. Now, how about this? Stand two. What would you like me to bring to forecast to get ready for the fall boys season? What do you want me to say? What do you want the Whale Certified to do?
I don't know. I just think, I don't know. I think you should just sit back and grab some popcorn and watch the show that's about to take place.
I love popcorn. I love popcorn.
Same.
What do you say about it, sister?
About his? I think that they're going to go all the way in CBC. I think that they're going to really excel in that sport.
Right. But if I could throw it back, go around, do it one more time, is I need you because you have it. And I got to get it out of you. You know, like a safe cracker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you two are diamonds, man. You know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you two are diamonds. And, but what do you think that I, Whale Certified, should do, you know, by the end of summer? What do you want me to achieve?
I think, like, expanding and really growing in your podcast and, like, really, like, having a bunch of big people on your podcast and having, like, lots of people listen can really, like, help everything. And I think that you can – I think it's really possible for that to happen and for you to go viral.
And then probably just – I don't know. Just keep spreading the word. You're doing great. Like, I don't think you can really do any much more. You're bringing attention to their high school sports, our high school sports, everyone. And I think you should just keep it up.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, you can't plan it.
Right.
You just got to believe it and go for it.
Yeah.
Blind faith, they call it. Huh? Is that, and you don't have, you know, you do everything you're supposed to do. And, hey, man, you know, if it isn't success right now, it's only postponed.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yes, right, baby.
Yeah.
And how about that act? Do you like this? When you're putting it in, you're waiting, you're stirring the gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Somebody's making the meatball over there. The beautiful deal is the journey, mm-hmm. not the destination.
Right, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, my gosh, do you like cooking?
Yeah, I love cooking.
Yeah, and so that kitchen, you know, you can learn a lot in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you bring that kitchen out to the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
The field back into the kitchen.
Yeah.
All right. And wash your hands.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Okay. So here it is. I'm not breaking a sweat, but I'm saying, holy moly. Because, man, I'm under pressure right here, right now, man. I got to bring my A plus. I only brought my A minus game today. But you two, man, wow.
Yeah, we demand excellence.
Yes, right, baby. That's right. That's my main. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. So, say for instance, if somebody comes and, they take away my podcast equipment, you know,
yeah.
So, you know, delinquent funds, you know, get going. Uh-huh. And what would you like to say to everybody around?
I don't know. Let me think.
All right, thank you. Now go. How about you?
I would like to say to my teammates and my parents and my coaches, thank you all for really supporting the team and helping out. And my team, if my team is listening, I wanted to say, we got this, girls. We're gonna win this. I know. So, just keep pushing.
Amen. Now the famous guy to your right, to my left. Chris Giannino.
I just got again, thank you, like her, and then also just get ready because we're amping it up for the end of the season here.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Short, sweet,
yep.
Right on,
yep.
Right to the part.
Right on.
It's the meat to the sandwich.
Yep, the meat to the sandwich.
Okay, so is there anything that I have said that I didn't say? And you said, man, I didn't get the full well-certified experience.
Nah, I really think I think we got it. I think
got
we really got what we needed.
Yeah.
Certified.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. So I want you to know that I know that you know this is not going to be the last time that we talk.
Mm-hmm.
So sit back, relax, and wait for it to happen because we are diamonds in the making.
Yep.
Right?
We'll be ready.
And this has been Well Certified.